KSL News Time, 5:39, emergency Triple Team traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
The worst of the delay, southbound I-15 is right out of the gate from downtown Salt Lake City to about 7200 South. It eases up only a bit, but you're still in slow speeds from Midvale to Draper. Northbound I-15 also seeing stacked up slow and go speeds from just before Bangor Highway up to the South Interchange. We're starting to improve on the 21st South Freeway, still heavy and slow westbound as you're going from Redwood to just past the West Belt. Len Thomas?
Taking the 215 West Belt, heading southbound is slow from I-80 to the Valley Fair Mall. I've got a crash at California that is pretty much out of traffic, but adding to the slowing there. And a crash southbound Bangor Highway at 1800 South has a left lane closed, so a little slowing there. And northbound Bangor, 104 South, slow ride from 114th up to a crash at 104 South. If you're on the I-215 South Belt, you're facing slow driving either direction, I-15 to Redwood Road and over the Point of the Mountain, slow from SR-92 to Main Street in Lehigh. Mark?
We've got troubles for you on 215 at the north and northbound right about halfway point from I-80 to Legacy Parkway. That's a medical emergency that's just pulled away. So that's why 215 at the north end is heavy. Northbound I-15 slow downtown to the north interchange. Parish Lane up to SR-193 in Clearfield. And that was Traffic Trooper Dave on the phone just a minute ago saying Highway 89. It's pretty brutal. He's at SR-193 and the northbound traffic is extremely heavy. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.